Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, an optimistic president of UNR, Mark Johnson, will join us, plus a lively discussion about the school board and how they're going to raise money, coming up with Howard Rosenberg, Chris Wicker, and Heidi Smith. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Mark Johnson. He is the president of UNR. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
I wanted to start out with a topic that I want to talk about on this program a lot, which is the conversation about race. The president's remarks last week, I think, really struck a lot of people because they were so personal. Your thoughts on that and where we should be heading? Because we keep talking about having a discussion on race in this country, and the discussion lasts 2 minutes.
Well, at the university, we're in a position of serving everyone who comes to our doors. We're very, very active in making sure that all of our racial communities are invited to build their education, build their human capital through education. And when we bring a diverse mix onto the campus, and 29% of our students are students of color now, and that percentage continues to grow, just as the population percentage of people of color continues to grow, by bringing these individuals to campus and not focusing on their race, but focusing on building individual talents through education, and people are of all races and all religions are in the same classes together working on professional projects, the attention to race seems to evaporate because we have the experience of understanding that each individual is an individual.
So how do you pass that out to the broader community? How do you pass that out so that we don't ever have a president saying that before he was a senator that he would be followed in a department store?
By educating an ever-growing proportion of the population and giving them an experience, as a professional experience of working with people across races, then those stereotypes break down due to experience. If a student can come onto campus for 4 years and find that there are real professionals of all races and religions, they have the experience of getting to know people one-on-one of different races, and the differences seem to evaporate because they find themselves understanding that people of different races are just as smart as they are, maybe smarter, and everyone has a contribution to various projects on campus.
Is there no way to fix the problem that exists currently? Because you're talking about students, young people, and in a lot of ways, you know, we feel that we are in a post-racial society with younger people, people under 30. But is there no way to do anything about the perceptions of adults? Is there no way to do it through churches, through other means?
Absolutely. First of all, there's young people have an infectious impact on their parents and their communities, so that when you make an impact on this younger generation and they go home to their communities, they go into businesses, they can carry their understanding of the talents across all diverse groups. So we can count on our young people to infect the older population with these new views, to say, yeah, I don't agree with these racial stereotypes. I've learned better. I know people. I have friends. And this can be carried all the way into the elementary years. I remember raising my son in a university community. I was raised in an all-white community in the middle of Kansas. My son was raised in a university community, and when we had sleepovers, we had just an amazing diversity of young people for sleepovers, and he's never had this difficulty between races. I think it's also important that as we reach into the community, that we create equal opportunities for some of the business relations that the university has, to make sure that all businesses, minority owned or non-minority owned, get the same services from the university. We also reach into the communities as we try to recruit students from different communities, the Hispanic community, the African-American community. And in that way, we're taking adults from the campus out into the adults of the different ethnic communities, and we're communicating and recognizing the value of all people in all groups.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mark Johnson when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in 1 day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the president of UNR, Mark Johnson. Your new budget, how's it looking?
Our new budget is looking somewhat more difficult than it was before. In this new budget round, have a new formula. We did lose some more money of state funds in the formula, but the most important part of the formula is that now universities and colleges get to keep the registration fees and the tuition that they earn by attracting students to the campus. Fortunately, during this entire downturn of the economy, the University of Nevada, Reno has grown continuously in enrollment. So we're replacing much of the state fund losses with other forms of revenue, but not entirely. Therefore, a university has to operate like a business and take strategic approaches to live within its means and provide quality education, quality research, and expand our communication with community.
You hired a community development officer, a very prominent one. How is that going at this point in time? Are you feeling that you are developing more contacts within the business community within the state, as well as from outside the state, to increase your funding?
It's certainly working very well. We hired Heidi Gansert into the role of external relations. She has represented us now on the EDON board, our Economic Development Authority. She is working with the IBM Smart Cities grant along with the rest of the city leaders. And those city leaders are recognizing through this Smart Cities grant that the future of the Reno Sparks community will be a university-based community. So having an external relations person that's deeply embedded in all these activities of economic development and community development has been very, very good in helping us connect. We do not want to be the ivory tower on the hill. We want to be a part of the solution to economic development and economic diversification in the state. And this is really helping to do that.
A lot of people don't understand that a university or a community college is a big part of economic development just as its own entity. You build buildings. There are all kinds of things that you do that help the economy.
That's correct. The University of Nevada, Reno is one of the larger businesses in town. We happen to be a nonprofit business, and there are profitable businesses.
I mean, how many thousand employees do you have altogether?
We have about 3,000 employees on the campus. We bring in more than 18,000 students who bring their parents once in a while, and these students actually live on campus. Our goal in the next 10 years is to bring to grow to 22,000, and we have some figures that at the minimum, bringing 4,000 more students onto this campus will have a $145 million annual impact on the economy. We have also been one of the few institutions that have been building buildings for the last few years. Since 2008, at the beginning of the downturn, we've spent $350 million on new buildings. We've relied on the state for some of those funds and gifters, and we anticipate building another $200 million worth of buildings in the next 5 years, and that will almost all be without state funds. So we have several different sources of revenue, and we have to maintain a very vibrant business and a high-quality product in order to educate students, provide research, and build this community connection that we're talking about. But we can do that and still do that within our means. We just have to manage our resources.
In your conversations with the president of UNLV, do you raise the concerns about the power base of the state naturally, of course, over these years now, shifting to the south and how the dollars are being spent and allocated? It just seems to be a big push by Southern Nevada legislators that they want to get more money because they've got the population base.
Certainly when the legislature meets, the regionalism raises its heads. I find regionalism to be pretty counterproductive because each institution in this system of higher education has a different mission. At the University of Nevada, Reno, for example, we are a fine, high-quality residential campus, whereas UNLV is more of an urban-serving institution. You'd find the same thing between the University of Wisconsin-Madison and University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. They just have different missions due to their population base. No, when I get together with Niels Matras, president of UNLV, we don't talk about money and regionalism. What we talk about is finding commonality, finding research projects that our people can work on together, finding complementarity in our programs. The fact that we have a Nevada system of higher education that is a single system, over time, we have become very, very complementary institutions. They have one medical school, one dental school, one law school, one architecture school, and they're at different institutions.
There's a big push, as you know, for many years now to have a medical school, an actual medical school in Las Vegas. Do you believe that's going to happen? The dean was on the program here,
right,
and talking about a significant amount of money to be invested in Southern Nevada.
I believe there will be a medical school in Southern Nevada someday, but it's not going to happen in the next decade.
Is it more about dollars? Because the amount of money he was talking about, I think it was somewhere in the order of $200 million. It's just not going to happen.
No, I don't think it can happen because the state has a difficult time supporting one medical school that it's got. We are a statewide medical school. We have a fine campus at the University of Nevada, Reno. We get into the rural areas, and we have a design to build a significant building on the University Medical Center campus in Las Vegas so that we can have a campus there. I think if you want to develop a second separate medical school, what you're really investing in is overhead, administrative overhead. But if we keep one school with one set of administrative overhead, all of our growth can be put into physicians that actually provide education, research, and clinical services.
The Affordable Care Act is going to bring a lot of business to the medical school. Do you have grave concerns about the fact that we don't have enough doctors?
I do have grave concerns that we don't have enough doctors. That's why we are building our class. We have to enhance the number and quality of residencies because we know that the probability of a doctor staying, if we educate an MD here, we need to have more of our MD students move on to graduate medical education, residencies, and stay in Nevada. So we've got to develop those opportunities so that we can be attractive to keep our own Nevada-trained doctors in residencies and keep them here in Nevada. And fortunately, our medical school focuses on primary care. Pediatrics, family medicine, internal medicine, and psychiatry.
Which would be the greatest need?
This is the greatest need because the Affordable Care Act, which people aren't talking about, the greatest impact of the Affordable Care Act is that there are 30 million people out there that had not been served with regular medical care that are going to be brought into the system. And 30 million more people need a lot more nurses, a lot more doctors, etc.
And when you consider that right now getting in to see your doctor is a huge problem, it's only going to get worse. But I appreciate your positive attitude here today, sir. Thank you very much for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks for the invitation.
You'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
We tell our clients we're like a train heading to the courthouse, and unless the insurance company throws enough money on the tracks to derail our train, we're not going to stop.
That's right.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
Are you waiting for? It's the $50 million warehouse liquidation going on now at Ashley Furniture Home Store. We are closing our warehouse for renovations and must clear out our inventory. Save 60 to 70% off. Liquidation prices like these. Queen beds starting at $195. Or recliners starting at only $245. Truckloads of furniture have been delivered to our East Moana Lane showroom to sell. The $50 million warehouse liquidation going on now. But you better hurry. It's only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store.
It's the hottest show in town, the biggest party you'll ever see, an eye-popping, finger-snapping celebration.
This is the worst.
It's Grease, appearing at the El Dorado. This well-oiled Grease is definitely the one that you want.
Tell me more, tell me more.
For the first time ever, featuring songs from the hit motion picture, Grease. Be there or be square.
Tickets from $24.95. Call 786-5700 today.
I'm a personal injury attorney, and we represent people who are injured in car accidents, slip and falls, and sometimes people who are injured by their own insurance companies who treat them unfairly.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel, as always, and a very timely one. Howard Rosenberg is here, professor of art at UNR and art education, and a member of the board of the Washoe County School Board here. And Heidi Smith is former Republican National Committee woman. Chris Wicker, spokesman for the Washoe Dems. So the big meeting was last night at the Washoe County Commission to discuss this potential increase in taxes. What did you come away with from this, having heard, I think, around 63 people?
I came away with people
knowing that people are really split on it, that a lot of misinformation is out there.
For example?
They think that the board just throws money around, and we have all this money over here that we can put in over here. It's in dedicated places. It's restricted. You can't move this stuff from one place to the other. That kind of thing. Sam, no one wanted to be there. Believe me, we didn't want to be there asking for money. I don't think that the commissioners wanted us there, particularly to have to make that decision. By the same token, that's where it is, and that's where the decision will ultimately have to be made. I just hope that we can get enough real information to people so that they understand, excuse me, what's going on.
Are you optimistic?
Yes, I am. Bottom line is everyone wants the best for the kids. And I'm not pulling on heartstrings or any of that kind of stuff. The little darlings need to be educated because they're going to pick out our nursing homes when they're older. I want an educated group.
Heidi, you spoke at the meeting. What did you say?
Well, there's a big question with AB 46. You give it to a group, the county commissioners, and there is no oversight. If they pass it, there is nobody who's going to say, this is how the money should be spent. Now, if you remember, Jim Galloway was on the review board for the rollover bond, and he said he couldn't get any information out of the school district. He couldn't get the information that he needed. And he had to fight with them about taking money from the capital construction and putting it into things that were supposed to come out of the general budget. There was nobody who was in control. Plus, there is no sunset. This will go on forever. And if you give it to the county, all they have to do is come back and say, "No, Uncle Joe, we need more money." And
Howard,
they voted in.
That's, Chris, would you like to say
that? No. I'm waiting because I got a different angle for Chris here.
Number one, the board will come to the county commission with a list of improvements, where they need to be, how they need to be done, and we're asking them to come up with a timeline. How long will it take to do this? Will it be finished on time? Because what we need to do in order to make this work is everyone has to know precisely what's happening. I've asked them, put a checkbook online. Here's where the money is. Here's how much this is costing so that everyone will know. I will not be a part of anything where we don't first justify everything we're going to do and be held accountable. We don't need to be asked to come. We want to come and tell people where that money is going.
Quick response, Heidi.
Well, that's exactly what we're asking
for. Good, good.
I mean, I'm not going to give you $50 million and say, have fun.
You're not?
Okay, hold on. Let me bring Chris in. Because the problem here is really the lack of responsibility both at the legislature and in the governor's office to have not taken control of this.
Oh, that's right.
Because they did not want to have a tax attached to them.
Yeah, and you know, it's more fallout from Jim Gibbons' tax petition where a minority of the legislature controls the taxing policy of the state. And as a result of that, we have this unfortunate situation where it was clear the legislature was not going to pass the ability to directly tax it, so they passed it off the county commission as an end run around, truly an end run around the two-thirds deal. But at least it's going to get done, and I am optimistic, too, that the county commission is going to step up to the responsibility they've unwillingly been given and pass what's needed.
Okay, but here's the problem. The problem is, forget the fact that this is the school board. That's just one issue. But potentially this could open up to every board and commission in the state.
Oh, absolutely, and everybody's been talking about that. Last night, the comment was made, this will go to court. And it was made by an attorney.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this could be going on for years. And I do feel sorry for Pedro Martinez, because I think he really tried.
He's the Washoe County School Superintendent.
Yes, and I read the review he had done. It tells you what a horrible job we have done in this school district. It tells you where things have not been put out for bid. It tells you where money seems to have disappeared into whatever. At least he did that. That's the first person who's ever attempted to see what was wrong.
Howard?
The thing that I think is most important to understand is we are the only county in the state that does not have a dedicated revenue stream to maintain and fix our buildings. All right? I don't know why things weren't done. Assigning blame doesn't do a damn bit of good. What we need to do is look over what we need and very slowly and carefully make the plans for it, tell the public what is happening so that they will know. And if anybody has anything to say, my telephone number, all you have to do is call on information and ask for H. Rosenberg. Believe me, I will be delighted to talk to you anytime at all.
Okay, now. I've known Howard Rosenberg a long time. I know him to be a man of integrity. The problem is he's not going to be on the school board forever. You know, again, how do you have this responsibility back to the county commission?
You just have to, in the end, trust the people you elect.
Okay.
And that's what you're going to have to do.
That's where we're going to leave it. I mean, because that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy.
That's what you have to do.
But you can't.
There's feedback.
You can.
You can have accountability.
Howard, trust?
There is no trust.
You look at politics over the years and you just say trust.
Forget
I don't think so.
All you need to do is...
We're out of time. We're out of time. We'll come back.
You cannot stop. I don't think this is fair. I want another tape again. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Marshall with Marshall Realty, and I want to thank you for making us your number one short sale expert. And if you ever heard the word no from any bank, I promise you results and a fresh start. Call me today.
Could you use up to $2,500 in minutes? We've got you covered. We are Dollar Loan Center, your community short-term lender. No checking account required, no application fees, and no prepayment penalties. From Sioux Falls, South Dakota to Los Angeles, California, apply at one of our 80 locations or complete your entire loan online at don'tbebroke.com.
It's not easy being a rug. People literally walk all over me. Oh no, here we go again. That's why I was thrilled my owners took me to the Carpet Tender.
Only the Carpet Tender has a state-of-the-art rug washing plant offering the best possible results. It's not just better technology, it's the human touch and hand detailing. For rug cleaning, it's the Carpet Tender or something less.
Sometimes families run a little cold. Sometimes a little hot. When you get together around a Papa Murphy's pizza, you create, take, and bake in your oven. 425 degrees is just about perfect. Make tonight family night with Papa Murphy's. Get a large original crust pepperoni pizza hot out of your oven for only $7. That's a large pepperoni, just $7. Papa Murphy's. Love at 425 degrees.
Hi, my name is Marshall with Marshall Realty, and 2013 is the time to take action. There are so many programs that can help homeowners, but a lot of these programs are going to end this year, and they will affect you. So call me today for a free consultation.
As always, you and West Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. An 180-degree turn on the next broadcast when the president of Western Nevada College will be here, Carol Lucy. See you next time.